Now, the leader of Colombia's biggest drug cartel has been arrested. Colombia's president says Dairo Antonio Ushuga, also known as Otoniel, was captured in a meticulous operation. He was highly sought in the United States. Washington describes him as a leader of an armed and violent drug cartel. It had put up a $5 million reward to help locate him.
Dairo Antonio Ushuga, alias Otoniel.
This is the hardest blow that has been dealt to drug trafficking in this century in our country. And this blow is only comparable to the fall of Pablo Escobar in the 90s. Murderer of policemen, soldiers, social leaders, as well as a recruiter of minors. He is also known for the insanity that led him to abuse adolescent boys and girls.
Well, Elizabeth Dickinson is International Crisis Group senior analyst for Colombia. She says his arrest could trigger a power struggle within his gang.
I think one of the things to watch now is how this arrest actually changes the configuration of the conflict here in Colombia. Something that was very unique about Otoniel is that he had the ability to unite very disparate factions of this armed group, armed cartel that was running part of the drug trade in northern Colombia and central Colombia. In the aftermath of his arrest, I think one of the major questions, and certainly something that we will be watching closely, is how that group reacts. Often, in a case like this, there is a struggle for power within the organization that can actually result in new fissures, new disputes, new levels of violence in territories that will be disputed between various factions that are seeking to take control of this highly lucrative and extremely extensive territorial operation. Well, interestingly, Otoniel has a very distinct history in terms of negotiations with the government, because exactly after that agreement with the FARC was negotiated in 2016, Otoniel expressed an interest in negotiating with the government of then at the time Juan Manuel Santos. There was a little bit of an approach between the two sides to see if something would be possible, and ultimately it proved that this organization was far more criminal than political. And so a negotiation, the Santos government decided that it wasn't the right time to do that. But I think in general in Colombia, the off-ramp for all of the conflict that we've seen and what we've seen since the peace deal with the FARC is, again, a vacuum that's been filled by various actors. The off-ramp for all those myriad conflicts that have atomized in recent years is certainly negotiation, whether at a local level, at a national level, however it takes shape. That's really the only off-ramp to filling these vacuums and to finding a way forward.